Daily Life to Paradise. We've got a treat in store in these coders to the Patmos series. We're going to be meditating on the powerful promises that the Lord Jesus gave to John at the conclusion of his messages to the seven local churches. And they're touching on at least some of the blessings that are awaiting in heaven those who overcome.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
Jesus promised the penitent thief that he'd be with him in paradise on the very day of their deaths. It's God's own garden, a place of flower-strewn meadows attended by all manner of delightful creatures, as well as the souls of those justified and made beautiful by Christ. And if the hope of paradise doesn't feature very high in our daily thinking, could it perhaps be that we're a little too taken up by the things of this world? Wherever Christians experience real poverty and persecution, and that takes in a very high percentage of the world's believers, the hope of paradise burns a great deal brighter in their hopes. Even now, plans are surely being made in the courts of heaven for the great moment when Christ returns in the company of his saints, when the dwelling place of God will be on earth with men. And this time there'll be no serpent. He's long since been excluded. Even now, we're told that wisdom is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. But when we have continual access to the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, all the wisdom that comes from it will also flow through us. No wonder Jesus tells us to lay hold of his promise that he will give the crown of life to those who remain faithful through all threats and dangers. Let's face it, if we had nothing to overcome in order to get to paradise, and there were no dark forces to contend with, what would we know of God's grace in helping us to stand firm against all the physical, emotional, and doctrinal assaults that the powers of darkness stir up against the saints of God? With all my heart, I want to spur you on to yet greater fruitfulness, so that he can place his crown on your heads. Let's take a moment to ponder this thought and to let his inspiration come on us, to see what that actually means practically for us now, how he uses even the assaults of darkness to goad us into seeking him more, to draw us closer to his heart.